And they were very good miners. They knew their ore, and they knew how to get the rock out of the ore in the mills.
Mm. Mm-hmm. They came over here, though, from England to mine.
Yes,
to
they came here. First, a lot of them came to Michigan, upper Michigan. And then they struck...
Iron mines.
Yeah, and then they struck the gold in Colorado, so they came down here. Then they sent for a lot of their relatives to come directly from Cornwall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were they? Would you say that most in the early... I'm just wondering about the early days in Central mm-hmm. City and Black Hawk, what that was like, and who were the earliest people who were here? Were they mostly the Cousin Jacks?
Yes.
The Cornwall?
Yeah, the miners were mostly the Cousin Jacks. Now, Gregory was from
Georgia.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he came up here, and he followed the Clear Creek up.
I see. When was that?
1859.
1859 is when he discovered, but I think it was 18... He came before, then he went back, and then he came in the early spring of 59.
Mm.
And there's something in the history that someplace in the church it tells how fast the gulch filled with people when he went back to Golden or to... Not Denver. There wasn't a Denver then. It was... and down in there and told about and showed his gold.
Oh boy.
Then it just filled. Mm-hmm. Okay. But not too many women came at the first. At the very first, they were men, and there was quite a few. They brought Indians with them, I think, to start with. Some of this history you read in the...
Indian wives. Indian
wives. Well... That you read in the courthouse and in the church like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go up there and look at that. I do.
The church is open today.
Yeah. The when did the railroad come through? Do you know?
I did for a while. I knew it was in the 60s, okay. Late 60s. Well, that tells in Grandpa's items, didn't it? And I don't remember.
Well, look it up right
there. And it came in. Came in the 60s to Black Hawk. Mm. Then it was a little while before they got it to go up the mountain to Central City. You see, they had to go 4 miles by train to get 1 mile up to Central City.
Because of the elevation?
Oh, yeah,
and
because...
They had to go back and forth?
Mm-hmm. They had to go back over the mountains.
I didn't know. That's really something, isn't it? 4 miles to go 1 mile.
Mm-hmm.
The, What was Black Hawk and Central City like when you were growing up? Were they bigger towns then?
Oh, yes.
Now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then when my dad was in, there was a lot of Morse buildings. All those rock walls, which you see, you know, there's vacant rock up walls.
Yes.
There was houses on them.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot more people here back then.
Yeah, we only lost being this capital when they voted over Golden beat Central City by 2 votes.
The capital of Colorado?
It was going to be the capital when it was before it was a state.
Of the territory?
Maybe. Yeah, it was a territory. See, first we were Colorado-Kansas territory, and then Colorado split off. And then it was a territory.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And they only lost by 2 votes.
My goodness. So it really must have been a wonderful town.
Oh, it was a busy place.
What did they have here, I mean, besides...
Oh, there was all sorts of businesses and mines and laundries and blacksmith shops and people building for the mines.